Do you lead an organization, a business, a company, a nonprofit? Imagine if your people delivered truly inspired performance day in and day out. Well, it can happen. The challenge lies in knowing what motivates your people. That's where SEMA International comes in. They unlock the mystery and the magic of human motivation. To learn more, visit SEMAInternational.com. S-I-M-A International. For 50 years, they're experts in retained search, talent management, and personalized coaching. Check out SEMAInternational.com. Well, good morning and welcome to Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. As we say, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, 4 years ago tomorrow on Super Bowl Sunday 2008, I actually took a, well, you could do that, couldn't you, type dare for my husband Ted when I was at that inflection point of ramping up our change leadership consulting and coaching practice. So instead of asking the proverbial how do I find the right high quality clients question, I shifted to how do the right high quality clients find me? And thus, Circles of Change Radio was born. But then, frankly, within the first 5 minutes of that first show, I realized that this wasn't about me or the new business at all, but rather, I'll call it a quintessential opportunity to help others, help my guests expand the footprint of their missions, as well as share information valuable to listeners anywhere and courtesy of technology anytime. So, not let you, in other words, get caught running in circles, but rather deliberately circle back and learn, reflect, and pull your lifetime of relationships and your experiences together in new positive ways so you can move forward. So welcome to season 5 now of Pragmatic Advice and Unconventional Wisdom on Personal and Organizational Change. Remember to steal it shamelessly to inform your own journey and plus help others with theirs. And for leaders out there, listen for how you can help people not duck, but really embrace that change agenda in front of your organization so that everybody can rally together for sustainable positive impact. Remember, if you miss any of our shows or you want to revisit something you hear today at a later date or point other interested listeners our way, thank you very much, that we keep all our audio libraries and podcasts on 2008, 9, 10, 11, and now into 2012 at thelarsongroup.com. That's my site, and that's Larson with an E. We have over 600 now free, informative 20-minute segments from now our over 270 radio shows. We're also mobile, so you can flip an easy switch and the podcast will automatically come to your smartphone every Friday. So for those of you with smartphones, or as Dr. Randy said, phones that are smarter than us, just simply send the text message of Dr. Zara, D-R-Z-A-R-A, and in the two column you put 69852. Again, a message of Dr. Zara to 69852, and every Friday the links will automatically come to you. So let's move on to our show today. Marlis Hansen from SEMA International has joined us now for over 25 segments, and she's an expert on how knowing our motivated patterns can help us match the talent to the task, ours and as well others. Marlis will have with her a special guest, a mutual client of ours, who starts her new job on Monday. So how timely, a career transition success story. We're calling this SEMA Style. We then have three guest segments, starting with Oz Hillman, who's author of the new book, Change Agent, Engaging Your Passion to Be the One Who Makes a Difference. Oz is president of Marketplace Leaders, an organization whose purpose is to help men and women discover and fulfill a complete purpose through their work and to view it, frankly, as their ministry. At the top of our second hour, then, John Dinkle from Dinkle & Associates in California will join us to talk about his 30-year career as an automotive expert. His expertise spanning engineering, product development, and being editor of Road & Track magazine, Sports Car Club of America Racing, and even a stint in influencing the influencers in Washington, D.C. And finally, then, Dave Anderson and Owen Nguyen from Central Vermont, representing their band Split Tongue Crow. Both are talented guitar players and singers who, along with three other members, work multiple careers simultaneously on their way now to a second album. The musical winds from the Northeast are going to blow our way. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, of course, is the firm that I lead, and we serve individuals in the midst of personal career change, as well as we consult within organizations in the state of change. And throughout our show today, as I say, you're going to get a glimmer of, if not a raging spotlight upon, my own philosophies and approaches to helping clients change their status quo. You can visit thelarsongroup.com to learn about our services, or send us an email to change@thelarsongroup.com and tell us where you think you are or you aren't. And then finally, we offer free 30-minute consultations to get the ball of possibility rolling. You can call us toll-free, 877-544-2580. Again, 877-544-2580. So with that, stay tuned. We're sure to have something for everyone in our next 2 hours here on Circles of Change. Thanks for continuing to stick with the Brokered Show hosts here on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson News Talk FM. Do enjoy a couple messages now from our sponsors who fund our efforts, and we'll be right back. Are you one of many Americans who have seen a decline in the value of your 401k? Are you rethinking your retirement plans? Contact Loth Lopez & Associates. Loth Lopez & Associates' primary directive is to build wealth by controlling risk. They utilize an advance and protect strategy unparalleled in the industry. Contact Loth Lopez & Associates, 1-800-829-2523, or visit lothlopez.com, 1-800-829-2523. Registered representative securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer and member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisor representatives, Loth Lopez & Associates, LLC. A registered investment advisor, Cambridge and Loth Lopez & Associates, LLC are not affiliated.
Are you satisfied with the way your property looks? Rain Chaser Landscaping will transform it into a striking, natural, southwestern setting. Hi, I'm Greg Truby, and I have an intuitive sense of the land. I see not just what's there, but what could be. We use proven techniques to meet your soft and landscape needs. Contact us at rainchaser.com or 440-7331 for quality and responsive service. We are licensed, insured, and cover north, east, and central Tucson. Rain Chaser Landscaping recreates nature's beauty. We make a difference.
Do you lead an organization, a business, a company, a nonprofit? Imagine if your people delivered truly inspired performance day in and day out. Well, it can happen. The challenge lies in knowing what motivates your people. That's where SEMA International comes in. They unlock the mystery and the magic of human motivation. To learn more, visit SEMAInternational.com, S-I-M-A International. For 50 years, they're experts in retain search, talent management, and personalized coaching. Check out SEMAInternational.com. Well, welcome again to our first segment here in Circles of Change, and it's always a pleasure to welcome my colleague in the Motivated Abilities sector. That's Marlis Hansen from SEMA International. Good morning, Marlis.
Good morning, Zara. How are you?
Terrific. Well, you're back from being on the road all week with clients, I gather.
I guess. It's good to be home.
Exactly. Well, for many of our frequent listeners know that Marlis and I both have the opportunity to be affiliated with a company named SEMA International. It stands for the System for Identifying Motivated Abilities. And in that process, we often talk on the show about how our knowing our natural capabilities, both as individuals as well as if we're supervisors, can really set us up to succeed. Marlis, we might want to share some of the background of SEMA and how really relevant it is in this day and age, particularly to move careers forward.
Well, one of the things that we've really learned through, you know, collectively 50 years and probably about 100,000 cases now,
right,
is that one's, you know, innate motivation, your internal motivation, really drives your performance, really shapes that. And if you are in a job that doesn't fit you, it doesn't really use those talents, you know, your organization, your supervisor, your colleagues just don't get to see you in your best suit. And it's, you know, it's like coming to work in your gym clothes if your job doesn't fit you, right?
Right.
And so they don't see the full capabilities that you have. So by really examining what you enjoy doing and what you do well and going through this really quite comprehensive process of looking for recurring themes, you know, you can get the kind of guidance that you need to make informed decisions so that you end up, you know, choosing education, choosing employers, choosing jobs that really use your talents and help you build those talents. So it's a lifelong process of matching and building, and it starts with really knowing what those internal strengths are.
You betcha. And to that extent, Marlis and I thought today, rather than just the two of us continue to intellectually dialogue and give examples from our clients, which I think we do a good job of, that actually we wanted to invite to join us here in the studio, Margaret. So welcome to Circles of Change.
Thank you, Zara. Great to be here.
You bet. And Marlis, of course, and I teamed up to help Margaret as she's crafted some new thoughts to move her career forward. Margaret, why don't you give our guests a sense of where you were and how you came to the idea of working with the two of us?
I had a pretty long career in the defense and aerospace business. Most of the business is government, and for the last job was about 17 years. And over the last couple of years, I kind of decided I'd really like to do something different. So I'm approaching my mid-50s, and I thought this is the time to do it.
And I know you've had the benefit of other assessments in the past, so it wasn't like this was the first time you went into this kind of personal inquiry mode, was it?
No, but most of the others are like Myers-Briggs, and I never really gained a full understanding of what the results were, so.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about some of the expertise you had, Margaret, again, your software background, again, to help our audience understand the breadth of your skills, too.
Okay, I worked a lot in the quality environment for about probably 12 to 15 years, and over time I developed some pretty good relationships and interest in process and how things are done, and that final job turned out to be in more of a program management role where we were trying to improve our everyday processes and how we did things.
Yeah, that's terrific. I think our listeners should also know that Margaret has a lot of interests outside the working world, from music to sports, right?
Yeah, a lot of softball, a lot of golf.
Let me go. Great. Marlis, you entered the scene then, and walk us through from your perspective how we got Margaret on the track of thinking about her lifetime accomplishments.
Well, and hello, Margaret. I haven't spoken to you personally, but I've certainly, you know, looked at your achievement data and all of the implications for your career decisions. One of the things that when you look at what Margaret has done in what she selected as achievements throughout her life, they all have this really strong recurring theme where she likes to do something. It likes to really build an expertise that is unique and outstanding, and she wants her performance to really be masterful in the sense that she wants to perfect the processes, she wants to perfect the details that she's responsible for. I mean, there's no schlocky work when Margaret's around. And you know, given the level of responsibility that you've had in the past in some of these projects, you know, I can imagine that your employer was most impressed, and I remember you receiving one very high award for the kind of performance that you were able to provide. And it was interesting to see that you, in your personal life, this appeared, these themes appeared as well. And one of your stories about really perfecting your physical fitness regimen and really perfecting, you know, how you take care of yourself was a very good personal example of how you execute this motivation in your own life, you know, and take care of yourself and take care of those things that you have control over.
Margaret, do you remember, you know, when you first got that homework package that said think about 15 to 20 lifetime accomplishments, what went through your mind when I asked you that question?
Yeah, that was overwhelming to me, but I thought about it for a couple weeks and things just started to pop up, and you kept saying don't overdo it, it's not that hard, and it all just flows once you get started.
And particularly, I know for a lot of clients, it's digging back to those childhood memories of things. Mm-hmm. And I remember the ones, particularly surrounding music, mm-hmm. your passion for music that you came out.
Yeah, you never really know how much you love it until you stop playing. So it was good to reflect on it at this age because I've moved away from it some, but the memory's still there and the joy every time I think about it, how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It also ties back to what Marla said then, this idea that your central motivated drive, we would call it, is this master, perfect, and be unique and be outstanding.
Yes, yes, yes.
So tell us the course of it, Marla, you're always interested in understanding what did a client really learn from doing this, right?
That's right. And you know, and I'm sure you had a sense of this, Margaret, because of so many things that you had done in your life to really, execute that. But when you got the pattern, when Zara gave you the feedback, you know, what did you feel you really learned from that?
One of the greatest enlightenments was my real interest, as you had said earlier, about mastering assignments. And the way it's phrased in the report is thinking and talents are oriented towards mastery, but the goals are oriented towards perfection. And I've always wanted to be a contributor, and I always wanted to do an excellent job. So those all kind of gelled together, but it made me recognize how many questions I ask when I'm doing something and how people can, you know, perceive that. And, well, they can be kind of defensive when you're there asking. And
right. They might think that you're testing their competence.
Right. I'm just really wanting to learn so that, you know, I can master it myself.
In fact, Marlis, wouldn't we say oftentimes that people who are so inquisitive, they can almost be viewed as insubordinate if they're asking so many questions, right?
And pushy and, you know, just inappropriately pursuing areas that are other people's purview. And, you know, there's just all kinds of things. So it's really important for you to communicate this to people you work with, that this is your nature and this is why you're asking these questions. And to please understand that that's the reason, you know, for that kind of behavior and, you know, interaction. One of the things I wanted to ask you was, you seem to be doing such a really good job in these different positions that you were in, but yet you decided at one point that you wanted to leave the defense industry and even to leave your profession. To move to, you know, to get another kind of a degree. What do you think you were missing there in that when you started to feel like you needed to do something different?
I'm not really sure. I know that I'm more comfortable with a more diverse environment. You know, it was 100% defense, and it was the same products, and whereas the company I'm joining is very diverse, and I think there's just a lot more opportunity, different kinds of opportunities, and more freedoms to explore and be who I am.
Mm-hmm. And you use the word different several times, you know, in your response to me, and that's important for you. And my guess is that if you get to a point where what you're doing is pretty much like what everybody else is doing, you see, then it sort of robs you of that special feeling of being unique. And so it's important and this kind of goes to, you know, negotiating a role in your new job and keeping this awareness, is that you want to be doing things that are either, you know, a unique expertise that you can demonstrate, or you want to be doing it so well that it is unique.
Yes, I think there's going to be plenty of opportunity to do things that are more like fix-it positions. And when you're trying to, you know, address something that went wrong or didn't go as well as they wanted it to go, then you get an opportunity to get pretty creative. And there's a lot of, if it's a high-profile situation, there's a lot of reward and a lot of excitement around that, and it's certainly not boring.
and another term that you use there that I think is very important is high profile. You see, it's hard to be feel like you're really unique if others aren't giving you some kind of feedback that says you are, really tells you that you are unique. And, you know, like in the one situation, you did receive a very prestigious award, but that doesn't last forever, right? And the need is to have a visibility so that your performance does have an opportunity for that kind of feedback and comparison to others. And sometimes people think that sounds like, you know, sort of egotistical or whatever, but it's just so common. It's such a prevalent motivation, and actually is one of the five main motivators that we see, and we call it, you know, performance motivation and comparison to others. And people just really want to be seen as doing something that differentiates themselves from others, and to be able to communicate that to your supervisor in a constructive kind of way. You know, it isn't to go in and sit down and say, I want to do, you know, I want to look better than anybody else.
Yeah.
But it's to go in and sit down and say, you know, I really like to be involved in work that is in some way unique and that has, you know, some visibility, that it's, you know, being totally behind the scenes is not something that works well for me.
Well, Margaret, we mentioned here that you're going to be actually starting a new opportunity on Monday with a new company. So congratulations on that great transition.
Thank you so much.
And so based on your knowledge of yourself through the SEMA process, so what do you think you're going to, what might some of those first sit downs look like with your new leader at the new organization?
Well, I definitely want to share my inquisitive nature, if you want to put it that way.
Sure.
And the need to be able to look at different ways to do things, and that is even one of the descriptions in, you know, job descriptions. It says that they're always trying to improve and ways that I can help make a difference. And the other thing I learned is that I am really interested in being answerable to others, because I really want to be able to contribute. And when I know that there's someone that cares about what I'm doing or what we're doing on the team, it just makes everything worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You also had mentioned, though, Marlis and I were kicking around the conversation, that many times when we are onboarded to a new job, which you're about to be that sometimes you have the job description, but what else in addition to the job description do you think, having gone through the SEMA process, is going to help you to say, oh, by the way, I could also offer this?
One of the things I recognized is, in addition to the mastery, I'm quite the planner. And if I have a potential problem, I can come up with four or five different paths to take in case the first one doesn't work out or the second one. So I think risk management has always been just a natural strength. Interested in the root cause of something, and that always leads to coming up with ways to minimize the risks. And so I think risk management is going to be key for me.
Yeah. Marlis, your reflections on that?
Well, I was just looking at her motivational pattern, and she does have planning in diverse ways, which means that she really has both breadth and depth in that motivation. So she will, you know, strategize and chart a course as well as set goals. She'll handle the details. She'll prepare and anticipate. I mean, a lot of good things that make for a wonderful package there that she's bringing to the table. And with that, of course, she's got a lot of other strong motivations that support that, being able to analyze and evaluate. And she has good influencing motivation, where she's, you know, really motivated to persevere and press on and convince and persuade. So, you know, just a very nice package of motivation that will allow her to not only plan, but to set forth the processes that are going to allow for the execution. And she does it, I'm sure, with such clarity that it really is helpful to others who are taking direction from her in one way or another.
Margaret, do you feel like Marlis has been watching you for, you know, almost 30 years of your career?
Definitely.
And that's indeed what the SEMA process does, is many times our clients get this report and they say, how did you figure that all out about me?
Yeah.
Let me share, indeed, Marlis and I worked with Margaret to get her pattern, but then also to help her translate this, to embed this in her resume. And the opening statement, if I might read this, Margaret, it says, senior program manager willing to take on complex and tough assignments, known for delivering results in environments with shifting priorities, providing simplified, sustainable processes that work for everyone. Expertise in investigating, evaluating, planning, there's that word, and executing. And gifted with a get-it-done attitude with a relentless focus on details.
That's for sure.
That's for sure. Did we catch it, Marlis?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a very nice summary. And, it certainly probably helped to attract a new employer. I mean, who could resist that kind of an opportunity to get a person with all of that in one package?
In fact, Margaret, maybe jump just real quick and tell us that you came to me actually saying, I don't think my current resume is going to do it for me.
Yes. Because it was old. And
I think you at one time it says that it captures the stuff I've done, but I'm not sure it really portrays who I am.
Right, and throughout the interview process, it was very interesting because they would ask me questions like, is program management or quality the best fit for you? And I kept avoiding and avoiding. It was very uncomfortable because all I wanted to really say is, well, here's some of the ways that I can help in program management, and here's what I can do in quality. And I think the best thing for me is assignments where I report to whoever you need me to report to, but give me a tough assignment.
Yeah, that's right. That tough assignment piece, right, Marlis?
That's right. And that, I would suspect, was the ultimate attraction, huh?
No doubt about it. I think part of the SEMA process, of course, we helped Margaret see how she best works with people in relationship. And we said, we called you the prime mover and the project team leader mm-hmm. who likes to have initial support. So it seems like, you know, they better be ready for you showing up on Monday. That's all we can say. Well, thanks again, Marlis, as always, your wisdom from SEMA International. Our interested listeners can also learn more about her services at motivationalpattern.com. Margaret, we wish you all the best. Godspeed.
Absolutely.
Have fun. And we're going to watch how our master perfect, be unique, and be outstanding colleague does.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
I will.
That's great. Thank you very much, Marlis. We'll catch you next month with another great topic.
Thank you. Take care, both of you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.